Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
More and more articles, more and more evidence coming out trying to kill off the running back position. The latest one is don't throw to the back. Now, we want Zeke Elliott more involved in the passing game. We want him running actual routes, not just dump-offs and third down safety net passes from Dak Prescott. And oh, by the way, guess who led the team in receptions last year? It was not Mr. Cole Beasley or Amari Cooper. Of course, Amari only played half the season here. It was Zeke with 77 catches. But yet here's another piece of information devaluing the running back position.
Yeah, now there's a couple of kind of qualifiers I want to throw in here after reading this article. And this was done, this is in the, Ben Baldwin does a great job with all this stuff. He's a guy from Seattle. And he really wrote this because he read the Brian Schottenheimer stuff about them wanting to use Chris Carson more in the passing game. So he went and dug up some numbers on this. Now, a couple of things. First and foremost, they took out third down passes to running backs. That's designed to help the running back because third downs are usually checkdowns if they're going to go to the running back, which are not really intended to do anything more than just not throw an interception, right? You're looking on third and seven downfield, and you just throw a dump off. That would skew it too much. Secondly, he wants to make sure we know that passes to running backs aren't quote-unquote bad. They're just less efficient than passes to tight ends or wide receivers.
Okay. But to me, let me just stop you right there. And I said this yesterday in the commercial break. That is like no duh obvious.
Right.
I love how some of these analytics people just think that you are able to throw it to Amari Cooper or Michael Gallup every single down 15 to 20 yards down the field. That is not available to
Correct. You.
So they're like, oh, it's less efficient to throw it to the running back. Well, no S, Sherlock, because your number one wide receiver is your wide receiver one
right.
for a reason.
So
that not everything in sports is given to you. Oh, well, you know, taking a fadeaway jumper is less efficient than the slam dunk. That's the type of stuff annoys me about some of this analytics talk. It's like, no duh, obvious, but in sports, you have to do different things
yes.
when your number one or number two option isn't afforded to you.
Right. Now what they're saying is not to never do it, okay? Because it actually says in here, we would much rather you pass to the running back than hand it off to him. All right? It's more efficient to pass to the running back than to hand it off to him. What they're saying is designing an offense to say, we want 50 targets to the running back or whatever. We want X amount. That the running back pass is a backup plan.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a safety net.
Right. They're not winning routes. No running back in the league, with the exception of maybe
Le'Veon.
Kamara, Le'Veon, yeah. McCaffrey are out there winning routes. And I don't even know how much they're actually winning routes.
I would bet they do. But those are the ones.
Right. Because when Byron Jones was put on Kamara last year, Jordan Lewis pretty much shut him down, right? You put a DB on a running back, you got no chance. So there's that's thrown in there. The other thing we need to take into account is it's called expected points added. This is how many points you should expect on this play based on yardage, down and distance, all that stuff. When you're passing it to a running back, you're looking at 0.05 points. 0.05 on that play. A tight end, in general, gets about a quarter of a point, and a wide receiver, about a third of a point. So those are just an example. We're talking about five times better to a tight end and six times better to a wide receiver. Again, no duh, right? You're throwing the ball downfield. The problem with running back passes, and this is not a problem with it, it's just the byproduct of it, is a majority of them, a vast majority, are thrown behind the line of scrimmage. So by default, you've got to get 2 yards just to get positive yardage. And that's why they're saying that it's necessarily a bad thing. The second thing is that you're rarely attacking downfield. You want to be able to go downfield. You want to be able to throw it 10 to 20 yards. That's sort of the we've heard the term the honey hole in a football on a defense. It's like that area behind the DB in front of the safety on the outside. Well, the honey hole from a quarterback is 10 to 20 yards downfield. Those are the best plays. Those are the ones that are gaining the most efficiency. And the running back plays just aren't going there. Again, it's not – you want to take just enough mid-range jumpers to keep the defense honest.
Right.
And you want to throw just enough passes to the running back to make the defense honor that play. But not to the point where 77 passes to the running back is a good thing. That's not necessarily the case. Now, if it's necessary, do it. But don't design an offense to say, we want to target Zeke X amount of times. It's no, we want to target Amari, Gallup, even Witten, and,
Randall Cobb.
Randall Cobb, Blake Jarwin.
Gallup.
Zeke is the guy that is the safety valve. He is the guy that's just out there. And I saw this one thing. This is from a Cowboy stats website. Last year as a catcher, as a pass receiver, Zeke as a pass target was less effective than Beasley, Amari, Jarwin, Hearns, Gallup, Swain, Tavon, yes, Deontay Thompson, Rod Smith, and Rico Gathers.
Yeah, and all that is obvious. Those are receivers. Right. They are professionally paid receivers.
Yes. So, absolutely. Again,
that's no duh.
A lot of this is stuff that I think common sense would acknowledge. It's just the awareness of, like, let's not say we want to get him 50 passes.
Yeah.
It's we want to get him enough to keep the defense honest, yeah, and when everything else is covered,
yes,
make sure we're using
it. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
877-881-1053, Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Turn your mic on.
Yeah, from the 214, this just doesn't make sense to me. I watch the Patriots throw to their running backs consistently from the 404. So the Patriots and Bill Belichick don't know what they're doing. They throw to the running backs more than most teams and have led the league in running rushing yards over a stretch of 5 years. I don't know if that's true.
So actually, he brings up the Patriots in this because he goes to that point. He says, whenever I've talked about this, the common response is that the Patriots and Saints have been successful while heavily involving running backs in the passing game. And Schottenheimer with the Seahawks mentions that. Both rank highly in the percentage of early down targets to running backs, but so do the Giants, Jags, and Raiders, who aren't exactly high on the list of offenses to emulate. And the point they're saying is that just because somebody does it and does it well doesn't mean you have to emulate it. They could be more the outlier. So that's his response to that.
All right, we're still waiting to get Zeke back to the Cowboys, and Roy went out to the Ford Center at the Star the other day for Cowboys practice in order to get this done. And Roy ran into multiple Tolos, and he's like, you know what? Let's go ahead and try to sing Zeke back. Let's start off with Johnny, who I think is the number one seed in terms of trying to get 21 back to Frisco. Here is Johnny with Roy trying to get it done.
All right, I'm hanging out here with Cowboys fan Johnny. He's repping the number 21 jersey. So you know what that means. We at the radio station, we don't have the opportunity to pay Zeke. We can't come up with that money. We can barely pay ourselves.
Yeah.
But what we can do is try to convince him through song to come back to the Cowboys. So what I want you to do is sing a song to Zeke to try to convince him to come back, all right? So on the count of three, I want you to sing to Zeke, get him back from Cabo, bring him back to Dallas, and let's go win a championship.
All right. Hey, Zeke, come home, come back to Dallas Dome. We need you. We need to make some touchdowns. Come on, let's get it down. Get your money. My name is Johnny. Come back to Dallas. That's how we do. Come reppin' city. Let's get it. Come through.
Johnny!
Not American Idol. Now, let me say something real quick before anyone destroys Johnny. on the fan text. Roy gave them a disclaimer that they could not sing songs that we all know. Then did you do that to mess with them, or is that an actual rule?
No, that's not a rule. I just told them I didn't want any copywritten songs because I didn't want them to just start then singing a song we all knew. I wanted it to be an original piece from their own heart.
Okay.
You know, and also to put them on the spot and make them do what Johnny had to do.
Which basically is impossible.
Very difficult.
Next, is it Alex and Johanny?
Is this a
male female? Tim McGraw, Faith Hill?
Nope. Couple of buddies, both us. They were the largest contingency of a group of Zeke fans. All four of them were sitting in a row together, all wearing their number 21 jerseys.
All right, let's see their original song to bring Zeke back.
I gotta sing a song.
That's right. You gotta serenade Zeke. Convince him to
hold
come
up,
back.
Hold up. We them boys.
Yep.
All right, we can't
hang
play
on,
that.
Stop.
Copyright.
He was listening.
Copyright, bro.
Copyright, bro.
Nah, well, bro, you can't be doing that, bro. Well, we them boys.
Copyright, bro.
All right, we can't play that. It's copyright. Man.
Come on, I got it.
Hey, it. Hey, Zeke, he's going to eat. Yeah, he's going to destroy the teams. Oh. Yeah.
God.
Zeke, yeah, eat, yeah.
Oh my god,
dude, that offset. Who was that?
That was Juice WRLD.
I didn't attend Sandler's charity event to restore his home, just because of this type of fear. I'm like, forget your house, Jared. You can sleep on the street. I'm not going to sing because.
What would it take to get you on stage?
Of this type of fear.
What would it take?
I don't know.
He didn't want to show up in the building for risk that he might be coerced or forced.
Yeah. Someone put up a money amount to try to get me. But look at this. This is. I mean, props to these people.
Oh, yeah.
For the you and KT, y'all don't care. That's fantastic. It's good. But this is tough.
Very nice of them to, you know, play along with me. I kind of expected some people to say, no, I'm not going to sing. I didn't have one person do that.
Let's bring in the ladies now. And let's see if we can get a female group to get Zeke back on the boys.
I'm here with a young lady who happens to be wearing a Ezekiel Elliott shirt, it appears. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Kiva Johnson.
We're getting fans together to serenade Zeke to get him to come back to the Cowboys. And y'all can spice it up a little bit. If y'all want to harmonize, do whatever it takes. We're diehard Cowboys fans. We want to make it happen.
Zeke, you got it. You got it.
Yeah, that's not bad. Okay.
One, two, three. Zeke, you got it. You got it.
What?
Zeke, you got it. You got it. Hey. Yeah.
Come on now. Yeah, I'm into it, man.
All right. Oh, very nice. I thought the A was fading, but she was trying to get them to be like, okay, A is the next line. Zeke, you got it.
Oh, no.
You got it. And...
Oh, no, I say hey. I think she's throwing a hey out there.
Okay. So, Roy, who's the winner?
I think Johnny performed the best. He had the longest. He gave it the most passion. So I'm going to go with Johnny, but thank you to all the other Tolos that engaged with me.
There's Roy out at the Star. Ben and Skin will be out there today for Cowboys practice. Turn this music off.
Well, that's good music.
Good grief.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.